Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, what's the next big thing in spring fashion? Two fashionistas break it down for us. But first, we're going to turn to a very disturbing story out of South Africa. We've probably all seen homemade videos on the internet with kids doing dumb things for laughs. But a very different kind of video has raised questions about whether South Africa has truly moved beyond its apartheid history. It shows white university students humiliating black cleaning staff, mainly older women. The students evidently made the video to protest efforts to integrate their dorms at the University of the Free State in Bloemfontein. The video has been all over the web and cable news, and it has caused an international outcry. Joining us to talk about this are three students from the university: Sepeshesla Endela, who lives in an all-black men's residence hall; Anus Vessel, who heads a mostly white men's residence hall that's in the process of integrating; and Anine Peterse, the head of an integrated women's residence hall. Now, I have to tell you that students are speaking to us on cell phones from South Africa, so it might be a little hard to understand at times. And I also want to warn our listeners that the details are disturbing and some of the language might be explicit. Hello, everybody. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
The reason I mentioned the demographics of each of your dorms is for a reason. Help me understand it. When the university first became open to students of all races, was it assumed that they should live in racially segregated dorms? Was that a custom or was that a rule?
I cannot say whether it's a rule or a custom, but so happened that all the white students went to one white residence and all the black students went to the black residence.
Anus?
I would personally say that wasn't a rule, but it was a custom. Personally, my residents have been having black students for a few years, not a lot, actually very few of them, maybe one or two in the whole residence. But it wasn't a rule that residents should be all white or black, but it was a custom. I would say that, yes.
And how did you become aware of the video? I'd like to ask each of you how you became aware of the video. Anine, can you just, why don't you start?
I was SMS'd about a prime meeting the day, and I heard in the prime meeting about the video. Not in the 6 months that this video was made, I never, ever heard one thing about it.
And Anus, what about you? How did you hear about it?
Round about the same way. I only found out about it very late when most of the other students knew about it. So someone just told me there's a video on the network, and I should look at it because it's very bad and lots of stuff is going to happen about it. So I took a look the same day the prime meeting was about the whole video.
Oh, what's the meeting? Was it an all-university meeting, or was it a meeting by dorm or by class?
It was a meeting of all the residence heads, the primes, the people who are in charge of all the residents.
I understand.
I had a meeting about the video to concur what's going to happen next and what we're going to do about the whole video.
I see. And Sipashishla, how did you find out about it?
Well, I found out about the video in a house meeting because we have house meetings every Monday. And a house meeting was called during the week where the prime, our resident head, was going to show us the video.
Now, I'm going to play a short clip from one of the a disturbing scene, it has to be said, where the students dupe the cleaning staff into eating stew that one of the students appears to have urinated in moments before. I'm going to play just a little bit.
Right, ons is nou hier by Right Safe Fear Factor. Vat hom. Kijk, slik.
Now, I can understand that they're saying Fear Factor, which is a reality show program, but what else is going on there? Would someone help me?
From what I understand, food was prepared for them. We are not really sure as the content of the food, but we are rather sure about one of the ingredients that they decided to add to the food, which was urine from one of the white students, and then they gave it to the cleaners to drink. And then they called that scene where they were going to give it to them to drink Fear Factor.
Do the women know what's going on? Do they know what is it that they're eating and drinking? Do you know?
They did not know what the motive of recording the video was. By the time that they consented to take part in the recording of the video, they thought that it was something else, some sort of a competition. And we should bear in mind that these women are illiterate. They're not educated. So they did not know what was going on until the video was publicized and they actually came to know what the whole motive behind the video was.
And what was the motive behind the video, Anine, to your understanding? What were they trying to accomplish with this video?
I think it was their way of having fun, even if it was to humiliate somebody.
Anus, what do you think? What do you think they were trying to do?
Michelle, I don't really know, because there's a lot of mixed feelings, because people from Black Rezas say they did it to humiliate the black ladies, and the people from Right say it was only a satirical play they performed and the ladies knew about it.
I'm sorry, do you believe that? I mean, do you really think that they would have voluntarily eaten, you know, food contaminated by other people's waste? I mean, you believe that?
No, I personally don't believe they would do anything that could harm themselves. So why would anyone do that without being forced? So the video shows a prize in the end, so maybe they did it for the prize or something.
Sipa Sheshla, what about you? What do you think this was about?
I believe that they shot the video with the sole purpose to express their strong opposition against integration. In the video, there is a time where one of the ladies is told to say that a roommate, in English, I think, is a bitch, right? Mm-hmm. But she said it in Sotho.
But what would
after
be...
saying that they're not going to have black roommates. So after saying in the videos that they're going to have black roommates, they further went on to say that a roommate is a bitch.
But why do you think this was the way they chose to express that?
I think this is the way they thought to get the attention of management. And it's not just about a cultural evening. It's about integration and the integration of black students into white residences and vice versa.
Ines, what do you think about that? I mean, do you think that that's plausible, that it was some sort of a
protest? No, the thing is, I personally disagree, because you can't say it's white students, because it's four guys that made the video. So you can't tell the people in Mares that's what they think of integration, because they didn't make the video. We strongly condemn the video from the start. The second thing is, maybe it's a racist thing, but it wasn't made to oppose integration.
Sipa Sheshla, what's been the result of this video being shown? What are some of the things that have happened? As I understand that there were a lot of feelings about this, as you would imagine. There were some protests, there were meetings. What else? Are students talking about it? Are they having conversations?
Well, students, particularly black students, are really angry about this, because these are people who we believe to be our mothers. And so that's some of the things that we see as a gross violation of human rights. But back to your question, there was a mosque last week where we handed in a memorandum requesting that the residence from which this video came out be shut down. And we're having another march again this coming Friday. This time it's going to be even outsiders and trade unions and all those people are participating in the march. And we are all acting against the violation of human rights.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying this is it's a grave insult. It's not just that the behavior happened, but that you feel it's almost like this happened to your mother.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Inus, what are these students, other students saying in your hall about this? How are they reacting to this?
They're very unhappy about the video. I think that's maybe a misconception people have. Sometimes I think all white students are involved with the video and approve of the video, and that's not true. We don't approve the video. We've never approved of the video, and it's been very bad for us as well.
What do you think should happen now, Enus?
I can really understand why a lot of the black students are very unhappy. I really understand that. But I think it's going to be a long process. It won't happen in a day, but people should start talking and taking hands and say, no, we know this happened, but everyone on campus isn't a racist. Everyone doesn't hate black people. Every black person doesn't hate white people. Maybe we can say, let's learn from this and not let anything like this happen again and move forward from here, because it's not a very good thing.
I understand. And then what about you? What do you think should happen next?
I agree with Ines. This is absolutely just a mindset that people have to make now. Yes, this happened and it's very bad. About everybody condemns this video. And it won't help to focus on the negative and what happened and accuse everybody. Just think forward and to think about the future and to have hope and be positive.
Sipa Sheshla, what would you like to see happen now?
I've heard what the two people have said there, but my concern is that if we're going to move forward together in this, All right? There's been a march last week against this video. Everyone who condemned this video was welcome to take part in the march and march with us. And yet, the large majority, as a matter of fact, I would say 99% of the people who were marching were black students. If the two people there today say that they are against the video and they strongly condemn it, why do they not take hands with black people in standing against this kind of act? Like I've already said, there's a march coming up this Friday, and I can already promise you that the only people that will be there expressing their opposition against this are black people. There will be no white people.
Well, that's a fair question, though. May I ask you, though, both of you, what about that?
Can I answer that, please, Michelle?
Yes, please.
The thing is, many of the white students on campus aren't willing to take part in a march because when the first march took place, yes, there should have been more white people involved. Not a lot of the white students were aware of the march. And when the march happened, there was being made racist remarks at me personally. People were swearing at me. And that wasn't very nice for me because I had nothing to do with the video. So people won't go to the march on Friday, especially white girls, because they were scared. Because people were told they're going to be raped, they're going to be killed, from black students to white students.
I mean, Enus, can I just ask you, though, did anyone actually say this?
I can personally tell that people were walking past me and told me they're going to kill me. They're going to rape the white girls. I try to forget about it and move on because sometimes when you're angry, you say the wrong things, and I understand that. But no, we weren't welcome at all. I promise you that.
And Anine, what do you say about that?
No, I agree. The thing is, we weren't really personally notified about this. We heard it like through the grapevine. The girls in my residence were scared to death almost about all the threats and stuff that were going on.
See, Patricia, so what do you hear about that? What do you say to that?
The march was communicated on a Monday and is going to take place on a Wednesday. So everyone heard about it in short notice. And I'd like to respond to Enoch's point where he says that the people passed him sitting in front of his rest and made comments to him.
I think that's
only normal to do. If we are standing up against an act which we believe to be belittling and degrading to any human being, and yet we see people sitting comfortably in their residence while we act against this, that only tells us that they are for this. If they're against it, why don't they join us in fighting it?
What about these rumors that white students saying that they feared for their safety? What do you make of that, especially the girls?
There were white people in last week's march. There were a few of them, and nothing happened to them. Nothing at all right? So we were marching with them peacefully.
Inus, it's a tough one because on the one hand, I understand if you're saying you heard these things, then you heard these things. On the other hand, I don't know if you hear what Sifa Seshla is saying, that that's kind of a racist stereotype that, you know, black men are just out here to rape white women. Do you understand? I don't know if you can see where there are some feelings on all sides on this.
That's not what we thought. That's what we heard. That's what people told us.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, Sifa Seshla, you are right. People should have marched. You are right, man. And I understand that, and I understand the emotions were high, and people were sitting comfortably. But personally, I feel that isn't a reason to tell someone you're going to kill them. So you can just, maybe you could have told them, why are you sitting here? Why aren't you condemning the video? Are you for the video? No one asked me that. No one spoke to me about it. And maybe, maybe there's still a lot of work to do between black and white students. Build better relationships so that people can understand each other better. Maybe there's a stereotype on campus that if you're going to march with black students, they're going to attack you or kill you. Maybe that's true. And maybe that's something we can work on and say, no, let's speak about this. If you come march with us, no one will kill you. No one will harm you.
It sounds like there are some strong feelings brought out by this, and I understand that this is a very difficult conversation to have, and so I want to express again my appreciation to all of you for being willing to have this dialogue, and I do recognize that it cannot be easy. So if I could just ask each of you if there's one more thing that you would like to say. Anine, would you like to start?
Yeah, my residence is going fine now, and we're still together, black and white, and we will fight this thing, and if there's a march, together we can fight this thing and march.
Sipa Sheshla, do you want to have another thought, just one more thought from you?
Yes, I am saying that black people are more than willing to hold hands with white people in the fight against racism and to ensure that this new strategy to integrate residents works. But I am just saying that we need to see more commitment from the side of white people to join hands with us. Because right now we feel as if we are the people who are saying, we are here, we're willing to work with you, and yet we're not receiving the same response from white people. Verbally, yes, but the acts contradict that.
All right. Anous, any final thought from you?
Yeah, I can see clearly what you precisely are saying, and that's very true. But if I can add a last thought, I would just say that my residents will show the people from the outside in future that we are willing to integrate, we are willing to work with black people, and we will integrate. And we are integrating at this moment, and the black students in our res is very happy. And no one that came to the res who are black or white has left the res this year. It's going to take a lot of time, but I personally feel we are going to do that over time, and we will work with the thing. And from all the bad that's come from this, we've learned from it, and we're wanting to moving forward now.
Inus Vessel, Peterson,
yes.
And Sepeshesla Endela, they're all students from the University of the Free State. They all joined us on the phone from the university. I thank you all so much for speaking with us. I do appreciate it. I know it's not easy, and I do thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys. Speaking, guys,
thank you.
I know, especially for you, Sepeshesla, it's very
thank
tough.
Thank you.
And I hope we can resolve all the problems on campus. I really hope so, man.
If you want to see the video that we've been talking about, we have a link on our website, npr.org/tellmemore.